Yeah, it was. It was good stuff. Very reliable. Could take a beating. They were built, you know, obviously Radio Shack didn't make their own stuff, but the people that they contracted to make them, like in the 80s and stuff, most of your realistic scanners were Uniden scanners, built by Uniden, and here and there and stuff, you know. It's just, I just loved it. When I was a kid, I used to love going into Radio Shack and just looking at the packs of transistors and all kinds of stuff and playing around with the CDs. They used to have that little kiosk or whatever you call it, and there'd be about eight CDs, mobile CDs, all hooked up, and you turn the knob, you know, like if you wanted CBB, you turn the knob to B, and then the CB would light up, and you can key it and mess around. If you wanted to see the CBC, you know, CBD or whatever, you turn the knob, and whatever model that was under the D thing would light up. Yeah, I used to just love doing that.
Yeah, copy that. When I moved here, where I moved at from the city out here where I'm at, they had a Radio Shack at 23 and Grass that they had. I go in there all the time, especially looking at the, you know, the scanners and stuff. I go in there. But yeah, they had a lot of cool stuff in there.